Bezer Hashem, learning Mishnah and Simon Lamed Gimel Siv Beis, Shin number 103, and we are discussing Din Tikune Tfilin V'Din Haretzuas, the halachas of the Tfilin and the Haretzuas. And the Mechaber says here in Sif Beis, would you like a sefer? There's one right over here. It's page 112, Sif Beis. The Mechaber says like this: Nisaku Tfirois HaTfilin. If the stitches of the tefillin tore, nifsaku, it's separated. Says the Rambam, leharambam, okay, so here's a picture of the stitches, they tore, and this does happen, you'll speak to the seifrim, and they fix this happens. Or if it gets too loose and eventually it tears also, it sags and rips. Leharambam yim hayu shtei tefirois zubitzat zu. According to the Rambam, if you have two stitches that ripped right near each other, similar to the previous halacha, where you had two tears in the batim right near each other, right? That was the previous halacha, Sif Aleph. Oishinisiku sholosh tfirois afilu zu shloike negetzu. Or if you have three stitches that rip that are not near each other, okay? So you have either two that are near each other that rip. And this is on page 235 in the Pir Halacha. Or you have three stitches that tear not near each other, says the Mechaber, according to the Rambam, Harei Elu Psulim. It's possible. Medvar Mamurim, what's the case we're talking about? B'Yishonim. That's by old tefillin. Avo B'Chadoshim. But by new tefillin, calls man she'or moisha v'abatim kayom k'sheirim. Just as long as the titura, the base where the tefillin rests, is intact, even though the stitches are not solidly, or they're not solid, they're not stitched at all. Two off or three off, three disconnected, k'sheirim. So if it's chadashim, let's clarify, if it's new tefillin, and we have to define how to define new, as we discussed in the previous halacha as well. If the titura, if the base is still intact, we're good. Even though there are two, or we'll see maybe even three stitches that are torn. Ve'elayim chadashim. How do you define chadashim? How do you define new tefillin in this regard? Explains the Mechaber. And once again, we encourage everyone not to try this at home. Kol she'oichzon So the test is as follows. How do you know if it's a new pair? How do you know if it's an older pair? So what you do is you pick up the tefillin, and if you can hold the tefillin by the tip, you see in the picture over here, it's holding the tefillin at the edge over here. And it picks up, comes up, then it's new. If it falls down, like in this picture over here, and you're left holding, we've all had this in life, when we pick something up and then we end up holding the part that we don't want, the holding the rest of it fell down. I'll give you another example in the halacha. Sometimes you have a challah, and if you pick it up, it's like, you know, like falling apart. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. Like it's not braided, not tightly connected. So you want to use a shalim for Shabbos. You want to use a complete piece. Or even during the week, you want to make a bracha on a shalim, complete piece. So if when you pick up one end, the other end will come with you, it's called a shalim. That's like one of the defining factors over here. So here you pick up the tefillin, you're holding it by the edge over there like that, and the whole, it stays intact, that's called chadashim. If it falls, falls apart, that's yishonim. Right, what you're saying is correct. In other words, that we're defining the fact that it falls apart is because of its brittleness.
Right.
And the new tefillin is stronger. I do want to point out that it doesn't necessarily have to be because of like age. It's like it's very old. It could be it was mistreated. The tefillin might have been mistreated. You know what I'm saying? Let's say somebody left it in his trunk and it was too hot, or you had some liquid fluid, you know, the washer fluid for your windshield wipers. It spilled, and It doesn't have to be like, you know, it's 150 years old. But what we're saying is when something is old like that, by definition, usually it gets more brittle, more delicate. That's just the way life works. Okay. The Rama adds, V'yesh oimrim, d'bechadoshim sulim, u'vishonim ksherim. Therefore, toiv lachush l'shtei hasforis k'nirili. This is the same approach we had with the previous halacha as well, where the Rama said the total opposite, that there are those that learn that chadashim are psulim and yeshanim are ksherim. So now you have in the mechaber he said the total opposite than the Rama. Therefore, says the Rama, we should be concerned for both opinions. What does this mean? Let's take a look now at the Mishnah Brura in the bottom in Sif Katan Yud Beis. We said that if two stitches rip, according to the Rambam, if they're near each other, the Rambam says it's possible. And if there are three stitches that rip, so the Rambam says what? The Rambam says, even if they're not near each other, it is possible. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Yud Beis, Aval Shari Paiskin Pligi Alei, other Paiskin disagree with the Rambam. Umekilim, and they're lenient, b'chol gavin, in all scenarios, b'shtei tfiros, by two stitches. U'v'shloisha tfiros, but when you have three stitches, shenesiku, that severed, machmirim, that afilo tikkun b'mokam ha'hefsek lo mahani, that even to fix it where it ripped, it's not going to help. The genayhu kishen nikar ha'tikkun b'shloisha mekoymas. The question's like this: can you patch it up together? You have a stitch. You have the stitching underneath or on top, and it ripped. If you can patch it up and tie it together, is that going to work? Or add a little thread and tie it together. Is that going to work?
Together or replace it?
Well, first we want to know if it will be sufficient to just add a little thread and tie it together. Add a little thread.
Such a short piece you're working with.
You know? How is he going to do that? I don't know either.
It's like tying your shoelaces, and the shoelaces only come together if you don't have anything to tie.
Right, so you're going to add a little, maybe he's adding a little more. I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
It was two shoelaces. One comes here, one comes there.
And the rips. What you just said is exactly what the Achronim is saying. All these details we have with the tefillin, so that's why the Achronim say that to have a patched up tefillin like this is a genai. It's just disgusting to do it like this.
It's like having a Rolls Royce.
So that's what he's saying. Exactly what's born with Shloshet Tfiras Shenitzikum Achmirim Loi Mahani. Even to fix it where it's ripped, however you're going to fix it, that will leave the professionals. It's not going to work, because like you said, with your stick of gum on your Rolls Royce, it's not going to help. It's a genai. Kishin nikra tikkun, when you see the tikkun in three places. You have to go and take out those stitches and re-sew anew.
What does the word genai mean again?
Genai. And Sif Katan Gimel, if you have... Siv cutting a zoo shaloi kineged zoo. If you have two stitches that ripped not near each other, harei ilopsulim, then when it's three stitches not near each other, it's possible. Says the Mishmar on the next page, afilo kol echad b'tzad e'acher. Even if you have, of course, four sides to the tefillin, and even though you have one on the right side, one or let's say the west side, one on the east side, one on the north side, it's all three different sides. At the end of the day, it's possible. Now, then the Mechaber tells us, however, what's the case we're talking about? That whole discussion was by Yishanim, by old tefillin. But by Chadashim, but by new tefillin, if you have the Moshev Abatim Kayam, if you have the Titura, the base where the tefillin sit, it's intact, it's good, it's strong. So we're saying it's still okay, even if you have the stitches torn like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hainu HaTitura, the Gamba Zed, Dasa Ramah, so he's saying, even the Rama is going to say next line that even by the batim, it still has to be, the stitches still have to be intact. And that's why we're going to be machmir in both ways. It's going to be possible if the stitches are not intact. Sivkot and Tezvav, the Ramah concludes that both by Yishanim, by old tefillin, both by Chadash and new tefillin, we are machmir, lahachmir machmir azil lechatchil b'shteyem, ach b'mokim she'ev shalim tzoy tefillin achirim. However, in a case where you cannot find other tefillin, v'loy lachzul ispar tefillin elu, and you cannot go back and restitch and sew the tefillin, yesh lismoich ala mekilim b'psikas atfirois, bein b'chadosh, bein yishonois, or bein b'shtey tefirois, bein b'sholosh. Now, if you don't have the ability to restitch, we can rely on the lenient opinions that do exist, that whether it's new, whether it's old, whether it's two stitches, or whether it's three, ach b'sholosh yizor shelo yivarech aleihem. But if you have three stitches that are cut, that are severed, says the Mishnah, don't make a bracha on them. It's already, even though you could put them on and be yaitz of the mitzvah, you could be yaitz of the mitzvah, but to go so far to make a bracha when there are those that say already that the three is ready, not kosher maybe, so then b'di'evid, we're going to say you could put them on, that's all you have, what are you supposed to do? But go so far to make a bracha, don't do that. Siv Gimel. The Chayr says further, or harutzuas, sarach shiyu mi'or behema chaya v'oif hatahirim. As we learned in the past, when it comes to the tefillin, the batim, the klaf, it has to be made from a kosher animal. Now we're discussing the ritzuas. The ritzuas, the straps, have to also be made from a kosher chaya, behema chaya v'oif. It can even be made from a chicken, from fowl, from birds. We don't do that, but it can be done.
So
technically speaking, all you need is two tefachim, a tefach, you know, past. It doesn't have to. What we do we learned, right? Just a little past, like by your shoulders. So you can have a bigger bird also. It doesn't have to be a pigeon, you know, or a small little bird. Okay, it says further in the Mechaber, v'tzarech she'eh mu'ubad l'shmoy. It has to be processed, tanned, for the sake of the mitzvah of the ritzuas, for the tefillin. Ritzuas bein mi'ar bein miklaf ksheiris. The ritzuas, whether it comes from the ar, whether it comes from the skin of the animal, bein if it comes from the klaf, are ksheiris. Halacha l'moishim misinai shiyu haritzuas shchayrois. The ritzuas should be black and mibachutz on the outside. Av mitzad pnim, but in the inside, yasim izet seva shiyetzachutz mi'adoin. You can make any color you want. Except for what? Red. You don't want to make it out of red. Why? Shema yermish mi dam chatotov nitzbu vehedimu. Because they don't want to say that red comes from the blood of the animal, from the actual animal itself. So the outside that you and I see should be black. The inside doesn't have to be anything. If you want to make it a different color, you could. You're entitled to. But it... But it should not be red. Miu says the Ramah b'dievet kosher im hishchir or habatim. It's kosher if you you're mashchir, you blackened the or habatim. Aval haritzuas afilo b'dievet possible. But the ritzuas b'dievet. Oh, you know what I did? I skipped. I went on to the sif dalet. Let's hold off in sif dalet. Okay, apologies. That's why you're fine. Let's go back to the Mishmar and Sifkot and Tez Zayin. Okay? We said like this. The Ritzuas can be made from Chaya, Behema, an Oif, just as long as it's from a kosher animal. HaTahayim, Sifkot and Tez Zayin. Duloi Huchshura leMalechas Shemayim Ela Tahayir Bavad. What can be used for Malechas Shemayim? Only that which is from a kosher animal. What can be used for Tefillin? Only that which comes from a kosher animal. It's sarich, it has to be lishma. It has to be processed lishma. Kol hai tzarech likuvahu afilo b'dievet. And if it's not lishma, it's possible. Lishmoi v'afilo haraman demegel babatim. And even the Raman that we learned in the previous simin, Lamed Beis, if Lamed Zayin, that is lenient by the batim, is moi dahachi, he agrees over here, that the ritzuas, the straps, have to be made, have to be processed l'shma. The tam lezeh, ayin b'levush magen Avram. Take a look at the levush and magen Avram for the reason for this. And he brings here in the dirshu, brings from the levush, he says the reason is that you need the ibud, the process to be made l'shma, mishum debi'inun shiyu ha-ritzuas rakois l'kshira u'l'kricha. That the ritzuas had to be soft for making the knots and the binding around your arm. It has to be specifically for the tzoyuch of the tefillin. Okay. He says further, v'hashchara tzorich gamkin shi l'shma. And the blackening of the tefill, of the ritzuas, that also has to be l'shma. So the two different things we're talking about here. Number one, we're saying you're taking the animal and processing and making ritzuas straps out of it. That's one. That has to be made l'shma. Number two, after you make it, you have to paint it l'shma. The painting also is made for the specific person of the tefillin. Now,
so there's a statement of declaration here.
Yes.
Verbally.
Verbally, like we learned previously. Yeah. That, and then there's all discussion. If you had a machshava in your mind, is that going to work? Now, I want to tell you, none of us here, if I'm not mistaken, are any seifrim in front of us right now. But every single one of us has a responsibility, and as we continue to discuss, to make sure our ritzuas are black. And therefore, there are times, as we'll discuss in the next few lines, that over the course of usage, it gets a little worn out. And there is ink or a marker which can be used and should be used to say first, l'shem kedushas tefillin. And that's what we're saying now. You're doing it. You're the one that's doing the Shema. I'm blackening my ritzuas for the kedushas tefillin, and that's what you have to say before you do this.
The blackening though is.
He says further, "V'ashcharet tzarich gamkein shi l'shma, v'im loy ibdon l'shman." What happens if you didn't process it? You didn't tan it l'shma. Einoy moyel afilu im yashchirin achakach l'shman. So it doesn't help to blacken it l'shma. Because it's intrinsically, it's like you garnish a treif sandwich, make it look so nice. It's not kosher. What is that going to help? Right? How's that going to help? You take a deli that's not kosher, and you put a kosher pickle next to it. What does that do? Right? It's not kosher. So here you made the ritzuas, and the ritzuas are not kosher. We call them. It wasn't made l'shma. It's what you black in l'shma. You make it a dark l'shma. That doesn't help.
But you suppose you buy something, you don't know that this was.
He says, "Einemay afilo im yashchirin achakach l'shvain." And then he says that he brings from the truest bear Asik, the hashcharu l'shma mahani, that there's, he brings another opinion from the bear Asik that it will help to blacken it. Va'ayim b'chuzer kiveger the hiskim ledina ke advar Shmuel v'hirish al makil mazeh. Rekiva Eger agrees to the Vashmuel that it will not help to blacken the ritzuas l'shma after you're dealing with the ritzuas that were not made l'shma.
Oh, yeah.
Two different processes, says Rekiva Eger. And this is how the Be'er Halacha brings us down as well. De'ein moyel la'shchir l'shma achar ibud. That once it was processed incorrectly, that's it. You want to use it for the reins of the horse? Go for it. But you cannot use it for your tefillin, for your straps. Shchoyres has to be black. Now, he brings here from the Sefer Baruch Shomar, which we quoted last sermon as well. Va'ayim Baruch Shomar, the mash midvarav, the mitzvah la'ashchiron, ad sheyu shchoyres ko'irev. That's the black like a what? Like a raven. Black like a raven. On my block, I don't know why, I think I have some ravens on my block. I have these big black birds. So, yeah, I have these. That's a big black like that, black like that. You know, you have a sometimes you have black, a charcoal black, a grayish black. That's not what you want over here. You want a black, much like a raven. He says here. Im nisyashnu v'nismaych miyehen hashachrus, and if the blackness got dulled out, because it got old, tzorich lahashchir mechodesh, you have to go back and re-blacken them. That's what I said, each and every one. That's our responsibility. The same way, You get a notice on your car, which I have to get my oil change. I'm just telling you, right? I got my notice. It says, you know, the mileage, and then my car says, take care of it, right? So too, we have to get, you know, how it's every what, 3 months by a car, or the X amount of miles, right?
Yeah, 5,000 miles.
Right? So too, I suggested, every few months around the Rosh Chodesh time, have a reminder for yourself. Take a look at your tefillin. Don't just put it back, you know, before you put it away. I obviously have by Hallel, you have to put it away, but around that time, before Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, after Rosh Chodesh, take a look at your tefillin, look at the straps, look at the places where you tie it the most, and that's where many times it needs to be touched up. V'makom hahiduk, he says himself right over here, and I did this last week. I said, v'makom hahiduk hakesher motzli mo'oid lismaich hashachrus v'yesh lizar v'zeh mo'oid. The Mishruz says himself, and I'm telling you, you look, you'll notice that that's the case. Where you make the knots, where you make the knot on your kesher, shel yad, that's where you're using the most, going back and forth and pulling. And that's where it has to be checked very well.
Rabbi.
My analogy? Okay. Sifkatin chaf. Sifkatin chaf. The Mechaber says you have to make sure that it's blackened mi b'chutz, on the outside, where it's facing the next person, not your chest. Litzar hasar. Shumakam hacholok, the hairs of the on the when they take the hide of the animal where it's smooth. And if you blacken the inside, it doesn't help. You have to go back and blacken the outside. Then he says here, avamitzar pnim, from the inside. When you blacken from the inside, yasim is it sevi. You could technically do any color you want. Just make sure it's not red. If you want to dye it, but you're not obligated to dye with any color. Because even though according to the Rambam, you do have to dye it also from the inside, just like the batim, the boxes are black. Right. So the Rambam says the whole tzua front and back should be black. We do not follow the Rambam in this regard. So we're not going to start discussing now the double-sided black ritzuis. There are those poiskim who are for it. There are those poiskim who are against it. I know I once, around 20 years ago, I spoke to a zoifer, Batemacher, and he told me Rav Yashiv did not go for the double black on both sides. Are the big poiskim? Do. That's not what we're discussing now. Now we're discussing the importance of making sure that the outside is black, and especially check the places that get rubbed out on a regular basis because of usage. Also, I'll mention before we stop the share, I'll mention also that you have to check, you should check and make sure to check also by the shel yad and the shel roish, when you put them in your case, in your bag, and they are touching, they rub against each other. So that friction, the yud sometimes gets rubbed, because the yud of the shel yad is what's protruding out a little sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's hitting the ritzuas of the shel roish. So that's something else to take notice of, as well as underneath the bottom of the shel, the yud of the shel yad. The bottom of also as well, you'll notice sometimes that also gets because you put it on your arm, and then you're rubbing it, moving to the right side. You know what I'm saying? All these, that's all the places where you're touching it. And another point, two other parts, is by your fingers. The arm, the seven lines you make around your arm, you just go around and around. It's not getting worn out too much, usually. But by your fingers, you're going around your fingers the three times over here, and then your hand, and you wrap around underneath by your palm. All of those sections, as well as those who it's recommended to wrap your tefillin shel roish, the ritzuis, around your belt, so it doesn't go front, back, and back, you know, it stays in a good place. Around your belt also, you're using it there. So you also want to make sure you check those, the end of your tefillin shel roish ritzuis, to make sure it is nice and black. And if it's not, you take out the proper marker, the proper paint, and you say, L'shem Kedushas Tefillin. If you didn't say L'shem Kedushas Tefillin, you can go over that and say L'shem Kedushas Tefillin again and blacken that.